The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Taoiseach has said that the government's investigation into Hahanish Alumina has not found any definitive proof linking its alumina exports to a weapons manufacturer in Russia. And we're joined now by Donacha Obeacon, Professor of Politics at DCU and author of Unfinished Empire, Russian Imperialism in Ukraine and the Near Abroad, who is at the McGill Summer School in Donegal, and Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil TD for County Limerick and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Donacha, if I might come to you first of all, your reaction to that statement that no evidence was found linking Hahanish Alumina to Russia's weapons manufacturer. Of course, they said they weren't able to outrule it either.
Good evening, Ciara. Yeah, I think this was largely expected because simply the Irish government wouldn't have the resources on the ground in Russia to establish where the supply chains are for Russia's war machine. So I think it was a very deliberately crafted, carefully crafted statement. No definitive evidence. So there is evidence, perhaps, but no definitive evidence linking the plant's exports to Russian weapons production. But as you say, the Taoiseach said it also couldn't be ruled out. There's an old saying that, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. So, we still, and of course, they only spent a couple of weeks putting this investigation together. You know how tribunals can take years to establish what happened. So it seems that it was established largely for political reasons. And I think that its dissemination now on the day of Micheál Martin's visit to Kyiv, I think its publication is also politically motivated to kind of hopefully, I guess, put this issue away at least for a while. The 21st round of sanctions that the EU Commission promotes is being finalized today. And of course, Alumina is not part of that. The big question is, of course, is whether it will stay like that or whether it will be added in a future round of EU sanctions.
Okay. And we will be crossing to Kyiv live a little bit later on in the show because our reporter Emily Keegan is in Kyiv accompanying the Taoiseach there. Let's talk about the speediness, first of all, Donacha, of the report. Is that down to pressure or importance, perhaps, or down to what you kind of have touched on there, a scanty amount of evidence that we have access to? I very much doubt the Russians were going to tell us one way or the other.
That's it. And if they did, would you believe them? Well, it does come down to politics, really. I mean, the Australians were faced with a similar position because they also had a plant just like the alumina plant, really, in Knockanish. It indeed had even the same company, Rusal, this Russian company, involved. And within weeks of Russia's full-scale invasion, they made a political decision to change the ownership of that plant. That plant is still in operation. The jobs were preserved, but they don't anymore send the alumina to Russia, because even though alumina is a dual use purpose, it can be used for civilian purposes, but it also plays an integral part in military systems. So, you know, for combat aircraft, for helicopters, for drones, sure, for missiles and rockets. And therefore, you know, how could the government find out what was happening on the ground? As I said, it couldn't. So at the end of the day, this was always to be expected, that we wouldn't get to the bottom of this, which I guess is the question of why the investigation was established. And that was, again, largely for political reasons, because we're 4.5 years now into the full-scale invasion.
Okay.
You know, we had 4.5 years
so
to look into it.
Are you basically saying, Donacha, if we could never have established it one way or the other categorically, that sort of creating the idea of an investigation is largely a pantomime?
I wouldn't call it a pantomime. I don't know what the Department of Enterprise did exactly, but I would say that its timing, as I said, it's 4.5 years after the invasion. Unlike the Australians, we didn't take action within weeks or months or indeed years. So it was established after there was an international report in which the Irish Times participated, which broke the story that the majority of this alumina was going to Russia, and you know, certainly created a prima facie case that some of this may be used as part of Russia's war machine. And it was that really that put the pressure on the government. There were MEPs who raised the issue. Estonia as a country raised the issue about whether it should be added to the sanctions. So the government then, I think, felt pressure to establish this investigation. But as I said, I can't really understand what you could really hope to establish in a couple of weeks when you're trying to investigate something as opaque as how Russia runs its war machine.
Yeah, and maybe lastly, Donacha, I mean, obviously we know that Alumina, Hahanish Alumina, is owned and founded by Oleg Deripaska, who a Russian oligarch who has been personally sanctioned, and the Swedish authorities have said they have determined that the Alumina, that the company remains under his control, and they have said, the Swedish tax authorities, that all operations under his control should be sanctioned in Europe. I mean, is that being, I suppose, overlooked deliberately? Do you think you made the point earlier that in today, the 21st round of sanctions on Russia, the EU has decided not to include that. Is that because actually, as you say, the dual purpose, the civilian purposes are important to our EU supply chain, so we're sort of turning a blind eye here?
Well, the Irish government have stressed that, you know, alumina is not just exported to Russia, that it's exported to France and to Sweden, for example, and that therefore it's not just an Irish issue, it's a European issue, and that the initiative should come at European level rather than at the level of Ireland. But that Swedish report that you mentioned is very important, because essentially this plant is part of, it's an integral part of a Russian, you know, chain of supply. You know, they originate the bauxite, they bring it to Achenish, they make it into alumina, and then it's sent to smelters in Siberia, which then it becomes aluminium. And of course, what happens after that, that's the part we don't know. As the report says today, we don't know if it becomes an integral part of Russia's war machine, but we don't know that it doesn't either. And as I said, at the beginning of this investigation, I think there would be very little hope that we would get to the bottom of it. But other countries faced in similar situations, like Australia, as I said, have made that judgment call, and they have said that, look, there's enough evidence there, prima facie, that this would be used by Russia, and therefore we have made a political decision not to go down that road.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Donacha O'Bechon there, Professor of Politics at DCU and author of Unfinished Empire, Russian Imperialism in Ukraine and the Near Abroad, coming to us live from the McGill Summer School there in Donegal. We're also joined by Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil TD for County Limerick and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Niall, your reaction to what we've heard today about what we know about where the products from Achenish Alumina are going?
Well, I think it's largely, this has been reported that no proof has been offered in the first instance no verification either for or against. And that's what the report seems to be concluding. I think what has upset and what I find concerning all along has been a lot of the media reporting has never produced any solid facts or evidence to state that alumina, which has been refined, which has originated from Achenish in Limerick and sent to Russia, ends up in what's called a Russian military complex. That has never been proven, but yet a lot of sections of the media have conveniently disregarded that and have created a lot
of
unease.
Yeah, but it hasn't been,
in fairness, Niall, hang on a second,
it hasn't been disproven either. We are sending the making of aluminium to a country that is at war with another European country. It doesn't take, it's not rocket science, or perhaps it is rocket science, to suggest that perhaps that's where it's going to end up. They are at war and we're sending them the makings of aluminium, which is used, as we know, in helicopters, ballistic missiles and all of that.
Yeah, but you see, you're forgetting a very important point, and Donacha alluded to it. First of all, alumina is categorised across the European Union as a critical raw material, and aluminium is not a sanctioned product. Now, there's hundreds and thousands of unsanctioned products, goods and services which go into the international supply chain right around the globe, and aluminium is one of them. So the point is this, the question has been raised and the allegations have been made, and they're neither proven nor disproven. But, for example, I read in the Sunday Times, and if anybody does their research in relation to this, there is many international third-party organisations that are out there, service providers, who can provide transparent oversight oversight mechanisms and certification and verification that any alumina which leaves Achenish in Limerick and goes into Russia will then exit Russia as a finished aluminium product back into the global supply chain outside of Russia. That can be overseen. That can be built into any supply chain, and I'm sure that's.
But Niall, are you not dancing on the head of an aluminium pin with respect to you? I mean, the situation is that we know who owns the plant. It is owned by a Russian oligarch who has himself been sanctioned. The Swedish authorities investigated. It says it's still under his control, and everything under his control should be sanctioned because of, as you refer to it, the Russian industrial military complex. Are we? I mean, do you support the passing of the Occupied Territories Bill?
So I did, but just in relation to.
And if
Oleg
you do
Gary
that,
Pashko,
then why are you so mealy mouthed about doing something that we are sending hard metals, the makings of hard metals, to a country that a European country is at war with?
Well, you see, what you haven't explained to our listeners is the situation in Sweden in relation to Oleg Deripaska is a taxation finding which is under appeal Okay, so right at the very start of the Russian invasion into Ukraine.
So you're saying because a Russian oligarch is appealing it that we should do nothing?
No, no. What I'm saying to you is the Russian taxation authorities have made a finding, a taxation finding, which is under appeal. That's all I'm saying to you. That's the facts. So that's a view that has been taken by the Swedish taxation authorities in relation to a dividend payment by the Swedish plant to Oleg Deripaska. So that has to run its course. What I'm saying to you is right at the very start of all of this process, Oleg Deripaska is a sanctioned Russian
he is,
and
the Swedish authorities said that Ahanish Illumina remains under his control.
The Swedish taxation authorities have made that determination, and that is under appeal. And I think, you know, we need a little bit of clarity in relation to all the different moving parts in relation to this story. So we don't have any proof being offered by sections of the media. We have misrepresentation.
But we know, I mean, with respect, we you know that we can't come up with, nobody is going to go into Russia to investigate this.
Well,
they wouldn't be allowed.
Well,
Russia
well, what,
is not going
I'm
to tell
to you,
anyone this.
What I've said to you, if you'll allow me just to say it again. There is no reason, and this has been mooted by the Sunday Times, as I said, there is no reason why the European Commission could not put in a transparent third-party oversight mechanism, verifiable and transparent and traceable, that can show that Illumina leaving Ahanish in Limerick, going to Russia, gets smelted into aluminium and then exits Russia and doesn't go into its Russian military complex, as we
describe it. You think the EU can send an oversight body into Russia to see what happens to the aluminium? Is that not naive in the extreme, or perhaps being deliberately obtuse on your part?
No, absolutely. I think you're being naive. What I'm saying to you is there is a number of international organisations who are service providers who do this right around the globe in terms of certification, verification, in terms of bulk shipment, in terms of quality.
So are you saying you believe the Russians' bona fides, that they would let that happen? Can I put to you this text? Because I think it's a very good one.
Sorry. What I'm saying to you is these are third-party organisations. They're not Russian organisations. One of them is based in Switzerland, for example. Another one of them is based in France, for example. So there's many different organisations that can provide third-party verification and proper oversight to give people that degree of comfort that product leaving Ireland isn't ending up in Russian military complex. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And I think you need to put all the hysteria to one side.
I don't think it is hysteria.
I very much doubt that is going to be
possible to establish. And we've just heard from Dunica, who is an expert in this field, to say the same thing. Let me put a text to you. The Illumina decision is hypocritical to me, says this texter. Sanctions should be imposed without question. I appreciate that jobs will be affected, but it seems that capitalism and greed win out in this instance. The same goes for the Occupied Territories Bill, where only goods were included and not services. It makes no impact. The Irish government is starting to show itself as hot air and no real substance. At least the Irish government was willing to sign an Occupied Territories Bill on goods. We're not even willing to sanction goods going into Russia that are very possibly, and it has been established that we can't say one way or the other, but very possibly going into the industrial military complex.
Well, what I've said to you, and I'm only repeating myself, is that there's ways of verifying that it's not entering the Russian military complex. And I'm sure the European Commission can look at that. And it's also a fact that there's a huge demand which is being supplied. That demand is being supplied from Ahanish and Limerick across the European Union. You forget about that also. So, you know, you can't...
And isn't that the nub of the thing, that the fact that it's part of our own supply chain for the EU is why we really aren't sanctioning it?
Well, look, I mean, it's not a sanctioned, aluminium is not a sanctioned product. It's in our phones, it's in our cars, it's in our cookers or microwaves. As we know, it ends up in lots of things. But there are hundreds and thousands of unsanctioned products which leave Ireland, which leave every country and go into a global supply chain. I think you have to take this in its context. And Rusal, the Rusal group, is a global metals producing.
And Sweden isn't the first person to sanction them.
All over the globe.
In 2023, the Italian government froze the asset of Eurolumina, which is also Rusal owned, in Sardinia on the basis of Deripaska. This leaves Ireland as one of only two EU countries who have failed to take action against the Rusal assets in their countries.
Well, you're wrong again, Ciara. It's the European Union decides on sanctions. It's not Ireland. It's
the Italian government froze the assets of Eurolumina a Russell-owned smelter in Sardinia.
Well, we have been very clear. In our trade policy, we operate through the European Union. That's how we do our business. And if the Italians have done something different, that's their decision. The same for Australia and the same for Sweden. We've stated our approach. But what I want to just restate to you, and I think we have to be abundantly clear here, alumina is a critical raw material and aluminium is not a sanctioned product. And we have to look at the facts in the cold light of day, and we have to distill out all the hysteria in relation to it. And you can put in proper oversight mechanisms to give that degree of certainty and verification if people deem it so necessary. That's not an issue. There are a number of organizations out there, as I say to you, right around the globe, who are specialised and who can independently do this.
Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil TD for County Limerick and Minister of State of the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.